The following is a program provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute regarding human growth hormone. HGH, performance enhancer or healer. Abdul Karim Al-Jabbar, a case study in joint pain management with HGH. Abdul Karim Al-Jabbar was originally named Sharman Shah. When he first began his collegiate career in football at UCLA, he was still referred to by his given name, but he converted to Islam a few years later. When he converted, his imam renamed him Karim Abdul-Jabbar. Coincidentally, this is also the name of the basketball legend that also went to UCLA. Abdul Karim Al-Jabbar is a native of Los Angeles, California, who went to UCLA to play for the Bruins under Coach Terry Donahue. His career at UCLA was illustrious, and he was named team MVP for two consecutive years. Over the course of his stay at college, he ran for more than 3,000 yards, and in 1996, he was drafted by the National Football League to play for the Miami Dolphins. As he became more and more well-known as a result of his great play, he was often confused for the basketball star that shared his same name, and he was then sued to change that name, for which he agreed. It is clear that Abdul Karim Al-Jabbar has gone through a series of transformations in his life. One of the most recent was due to human growth hormone therapy. Throughout his life, Al-Jabbar was forced to deal with chronic hip and knee problems at an early age. When he was a child, he had no issues, but by the time he was 10 years old, he required hip surgery to correct an imbalance in his skeletal system. Although he experienced no pain in his early youth, the game of football exacerbated his hip as well as his knee, creating significant pain issues. Al-Jabbar's UCLA knee surgery. He underwent knee surgery at UCLA in order to attempt to alleviate the issue, and the pain was relieved temporarily. Over time, the pain began to come back, and he had to undergo surgery once again while in the NFL. This time, however, the surgery provided minimal benefits. His career in football put incredible wear upon his already vulnerable knee. Pain caused by torn cartilage. The cartilage surrounding his knee was completely worn away, and his meniscus was worn down by 50%. This severe deterioration caused severe structural issues, deforming and contorting the joint in ways which caused him great pain. The doctors told him that his pain was essentially the result of the bare bone of his femur grinding against his patella. HGH, controversial yet effective. Human growth hormone is surrounded by controversy today. It is well known for its use as a performance-enhancing drug and has been used by everyone from Lance Armstrong to Jose Canseco for that purpose. One significant issue with the way that human growth hormone is legislated by the athletic community is that it is rarely considered as a legitimate treatment for issues such as joint pain management. Al-Jabbar is one of many men and women in this country who have utilized human growth hormone HRT in order to resolve joint pain successfully. Al-Jabbar began using HGH shots after he left the NFL because he continued to deal with the immense pain that resulted from his hard-hitting career as a running back. HGH for joint restoration. Al-Jabbar traveled to Miami, Florida in order to seek relief from his joint pain. He enlisted the aid of a prominent surgeon who made the decision to provide him with direct HGH hormone injections. In this form of therapy, human growth hormone is injected directly into the problem area in order to spur cartilage growth. Al-Jabbar's surgeon stuck the needle directly into his knee and pumped a curative dose of bioidentical HGH into his damaged knee. Every 2 weeks, he returned to the doctor's office to continue taking a battery of injections. His regimen lasted for 2 months. Human growth hormone mischaracterized. Although the media portrays HGH hormone injections with great stigma, the ex-football star says he felt no ethical misgivings as a result of his use of performance-enhancing HGH. Al-Jabbar says that football is a gladiator sport at its core, and that the sport causes great stress upon the bodies of its players, especially at the professional level. To him, human growth hormone is just another tool that players should be able to utilize in order to recover faster and maintain themselves on the field. HGH banned by major sports. The National Football League, Major League Baseball, the International Olympic Committee, and the World Anti-Doping Agency all consider HGH as a performance-enhancing drug, and therefore ban its use for professional and Olympic athletics. Usually, discussions of human growth hormone go hand in hand with that of testosterone and other anabolic steroids. This is because the two drugs have often been used in tandem by top-level athletes who want to unfairly get the edge on their competition by boosting their strength and agility. Ben Johnson and HGH. The first famous user of human growth hormone and testosterone PEDs was Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was a world-renowned American Olympic track athlete who won the gold medal in sprinting at the 1988 Olympics. After he had earned his gold, it was discovered that he used anabolic steroids and growth hormone in order to amplify his performance, and his time was retroactively disqualified and he was stripped of his medal. Largely as a result of this scandal, the United States Congress moved quickly to criminalize the use of these two drugs for performance enhancement. For those in the media and the public sphere, steroids and HGH injections are united in the public consciousness for their mutual usage by so many athletes. They are used commonly among these athletic stars, but we tend to downplay the extent to which they pervade the sport which we enjoy every day. HGH and testosterone serve different purposes. The problem is that these two drugs are unique from one another. The reason that they are so often used at the same time is that they provide different sets of benefits which greatly complement one another. Athletes who have used these drugs in the past say that in the athletic community, these drugs are used for quite different purposes. Al-Jabbar says that human growth hormone is generally used for its restorative qualities. It has the ability to speed up the healing process and induce results that would normally be unachievable or only achievable with major surgery. Testosterone, on the other hand, is used primarily for muscle building and strength development. Although human growth hormone also provides these strength benefits to a lesser extent, steroids such as testosterone are the drug of choice for players who merely want to strengthen muscles. Human growth hormone benefits muscle growth primarily by reducing downtime and enhancing energy levels, encouraging an individual to work out longer and harder. Physicians agree about HGH. Al-Jabbar's views of testosterone and human growth hormone are largely corroborated by the medical community. The vast amount of scientific research regarding human growth hormone has been performed on adolescents who suffer from growth disorders and elderly patients, and not much research has been performed on healthy patients, much less athletes in peak condition. Studies that have been performed on healthy patients show that HGH has the ability to increase the size of muscles, but use of human growth hormone without changing any other aspects of one's life will likely not create significant changes in physical strength in healthy patients. It can help the muscles grow faster, but it does not necessarily directly lead to spikes in strength like testosterone is capable of. What is human growth hormone? Human growth hormone is a vitally important hormone that produces beneficial effects throughout the lifespan. The hormone is secreted by the pituitary gland in the anterior portion by the organs in the brain known as somatotrophs. The primary role that human growth hormone plays in the body is to produce insulin-like growth factor 1. After HGH is released by the pituitary or otherwise introduced to the bloodstream, it cycles through the liver where it is converted into IGF-1. What does IGF-1 do? One of the primary functions of IGF-1 is to instigate the formation of bone and cartilage. This is why, under the influence of high levels of human growth hormone, adolescents grow in height during the age of puberty. This is also one of many reasons why human growth hormone is such an object of intrigue among both orthopedic specialists and athletes. It has been proven by scientific study that bioidentical human growth hormone is highly effective at stimulating cartilage growth when injected into areas where the joints are damaged by injury and disease. Professional opinions about HGH. Dr. Rick DeLaMartre is a medical professor at UCLA that is also a widely renowned spinal surgeon. He says that the benefits of human growth hormone are clearly apparent in patients who utilize the hormone therapy. He says that human growth hormone has been used by athletes of all levels and calibers of excellence, and that HGH has real and tangible benefits on the outcomes of patients who have recently underwent surgery. It reduces the downtime of physical therapy. It decreases the need for future surgeries. And it helps players come back to 100% peak performance, or as near that peak as possible, as quickly as possible. It's absolutely clear why HGH is so widely used among professional athletes, especially athletes who play sports that are particularly damaging to the body. Football is literally a game of bone-crushing hits. Players undergo major hits play after play for weeks at a time. Baseball is another sport where human growth hormone use has reached endemic levels in the past as well. It is particularly good at helping pitchers recover from joint injuries that result from constantly throwing pitches and wearing their arms out. It has also been used by many heavy-hitting superstars such as Mark McGwire in order to help them break home run records. FDA-approved uses for HGH. Although DeLaMartre recognizes the rejuvenative benefit of human growth hormone, He does not provide HGH hormone therapy to any of his patients because the hormone is not approved for use after surgery for rehabilitation. HGH hormone replacement therapy is often prescribed off-label for other uses, but the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Health and Human Services have only officially approved the drug for three uses. Adult HGH deficiency. HGH levels decline at a rate around 1% per year after the age of 30. Over time, the HGH levels drop to a point in which the body begins to age more rapidly and otherwise deteriorate as a result. Human growth hormone replacement therapy has the ability to relieve many of the issues related to HGH deficiency, improving health and extending the lifespan in a number of different ways for these patients. Childhood idiopathic short stature. Human growth hormone is the key ingredient which induces changes in height that occur as a result of puberty. Although estrogen and testosterone are the hormones which cause puberty to begin and sexual differentiation to result, human growth hormone is what causes children to reach their final adult height. Many children are born with or develop disorders which either limit or negate their HGH production. For these patients, bioidentical HGH hormone replacement therapy helps them grow and develop naturally. AIDS wasting disease. AIDS wasting disease is a physiological disorder that commonly affects AIDS patients. As a result of this disorder, these individuals have a tendency to lose a significant amount of muscle mass and body fat over time. AIDS wasting disease is medically defined as a loss of 10% or more of body weight as a result of the disease. HGH hormone replacement therapy has been proven to have the ability to stop or prevent muscle atrophy and excessive weight loss that results from the AIDS virus. Athletes use HGH despite roadblocks. In spite of this, professional athletes have been able to acquire human growth hormone via other avenues. Athletes most commonly are prescribed human growth hormone injections by anti-aging physicians who provide prescription based upon a diagnosis of human growth hormone deficiency. HGH is completely safe when not abused. Dr. Della Martyr has seen no evidence that human growth hormone presents any real danger to patients when provided and administered in a responsible way. He admits that his evidence is only anecdotal, but he assures us that he has seen a large amount of cases and received much feedback from his many patients and associates. Many athletes tell him that their injury recovery times are sometimes reduced by half. In a world where an ACL injury can put a player out for a whole season, many players, coaches, and personal trainers find it vitally important to reduce downtime at almost any cost. And when the reward-to-risk ratio is high, it is very hard for athletes to turn down HGH injections. The irony of human growth hormone controversy. The irony of HGH controversy is that in the end, the supporters of human growth hormone will likely win out over their opponents. If researchers are able to prove the hypothesis that HGH hormone injections are both safe and effective for use in patients who are in the process of surgical recovery, then it is almost completely certain that many of the bans regarding legitimate HGH use will be lifted. If human growth hormone provides significant benefit to surgical patients, it will quickly become widespread in use all around the United States and the world. HGH is a legitimate treatment for joint injuries. On top of this, it seems likely that HGH shots also have a place in lieu of therapy as well. Human growth hormone has been shown in many cases to revitalize the cartilage in severely damaged joints. In these cases, the benefits of human growth hormone can completely prevent the need for surgical procedures to alleviate the pain. This is for three primary reasons. The first reason is that human growth hormone, when delivered via injection, has the ability to spur the growth of new cartilage in the area of injection. The growth of new cartilage restores the buffer zone between the bones, which prevents them from grinding against one another, the most common source of joint pain. The second reason that HGH benefits patients with joint discomfort is because HGH restores fluid balance in the knee. When the knees do not have enough lubrication, this exacerbates the destruction of cartilage and increases the amount of bone-to-bone grinding that occurs. The third reason is that HGH allows the muscles to recover from physical therapy more quickly and also rejuvenates the tendons that connect muscle to bone. This also reduces pressure on the joints, allowing the cartilage to grow into more favorable conditions. Although HGH has many benefits, it can be abused. There is no doubt in Dr. De La Martyr's mind that there are many professional and Olympic athletes, as well as high school and college athletes, that would consider abusing human growth hormone in order to obtain an edge over their competition on the field and court. Professional athletes are also the greatest market for human growth hormone for performance enhancement, because of the potential benefits that they could receive by being the best. Performance enhanced by human growth hormone could be the difference between the minor leagues and a big league MLB contract. HGH shots could turn a bench player into a star. For what amounts to a minimal financial risk, these individuals could reap incredible rewards. HGH testing is ineffectual. Another reason that human growth hormone use is so common among professional athletes is that the risk of being caught is not significantly high. Look at Lance Armstrong. After being the central figure of international cycling for over a decade, he was able to conceal his use of HGH and other performance-enhancing drugs until very recently. HGH is nearly impossible to test for directly in the blood. The main diagnostic which can uncover human growth hormone usage is by testing indirectly for insulin-like growth factor 1. Human growth hormone stays in the bloodstream for a very short period of time, only minutes. Most HGH is absorbed by the liver, where it is converted into IGF-1. IGF-1 levels elevate as a result of HGH treatment for 1 to 3 days. This is still a very narrow window, and the nature of professional and Olympic drug testing make it exceedingly easy to avoid being caught. Cyclical HGH therapy. HGH injections are often utilized for no longer than 1 month at a time when used by athletes for performance enhancement. This 1 month of treatment can provide significant benefits for 6 months to a full year after injection therapy has ceased. Most professional and Olympic PED drug testing is announced in advance. Either this, or players have a specific period of the year, i.e., during the preseason and throughout the season, where they know they will be tested. This generally provides athletes with a very clear guideline of when human growth hormone therapy can be used without failing a drug test. How do athletes get caught using HGH? There are a few general ways that athletes get caught using growth hormone. They get too careless with their PED usage. One physician particularly knowledgeable about human growth hormone and PED testing said that only an idiot would be able to fail a human growth hormone IGF-1 test without trying. Another way that these individuals tend to get caught is through financial records. Many times, physicians who prescribe human growth hormone keep records of their celebrity clients. When a clinic which sells HGH for illegal purposes gets busted, government officials have often obtained these lists and in some cases will release those records. Also, in other cases, unscrupulous HGH providers may reveal lists of celebrity HGH patients in order to provide cheap and easy advertisement for their clinic. A third way that athletes get caught is because other athletes out them. Lance Armstrong finally had to come clean because so much of the community was coming out against him. In the sport of professional cycling, PED use was more endemic than any other sport, most likely. And over time, cyclists began to come clean and implicated Lance Armstrong as well. Although Armstrong continued to deny PED usage for years, the amount of circumstantial evidence provided by his fellow cyclists eventually forced him to break his silence. Effects of HGH abuse. Human growth hormone abuse has been linked to a number of negative side effects, including diabetes, exacerbation of cardiovascular complications, joint and muscle pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, osteoarthritis, hypertension, acromegaly, also known as the abnormal growth of the bones of the hands, feet, and face, and irregular organ growth. It is incredibly important to note that these negative side effects are almost universally caused by long-term abuse of HGH hormone injections, and therapeutic usage is generally far below the doses which lead to significant physiological issues. The two primary goals of HGH hormone shots are either to restore abnormally low hormone levels, or to use HGH over a relatively brief period of time in order to increase the rate of bone, muscle, and joint rehabilitation. HGH does not cause cancer. Luckily, there is no evidence that human growth hormone increases cancer risk, but it can increase the rate at which certain tumors spread as a result of the way that hormone naturally bolsters natural metabolic processes. Dr. Shlomo Melmed is a California doctor who specializes in endocrinology, and he assures us that this is the case. Opposing viewpoints on HGH. Dr. Melmed is one of human growth hormone's detractors. He believes that the benefits of human growth hormone treatments for sports injuries are only temporary, and he suggests that patients avoid using the drug for that purpose. His recommendation flies directly in the face of Dr. Delamarter's clinical experience And it seems that Dr. Melmed errs grossly on the side of caution regarding HGH treatments, as mounting evidence shows that his misgivings are largely unwarranted. His point that HGH abuse can lead to physical harm should not be taken lightly, however. It is important to use HGH injections responsibly, in order to greatly minimize the effects of overdose. HGH treatments should only be used under the monitoring of an experienced hormone replacement specialist. HGH case study. Joe Root. Joe Root is also a user and proponent for HGH for rehabilitation. He is a motocross pro-am rider from California who suffered a debilitating injury, shattering his hip and breaking his femur at the age of 44. Root's orthopedic surgeon projected that he would undergo 9 months to a full year of physical therapy in order to fully rehabilitate his body. Amazingly, it only took him 2 months to recover from the accident, and he believes human growth hormone is the reason he achieved such miraculous outcomes. After his 2-month recovery period, he was back to the racetrack to continue his career. The physician who prescribed human growth hormone treatments to Mr. Root is Dr. Mark Gordon. Mark Gordon is a Los Angeles area physician who specializes in anti-aging hormone treatments, such as human growth hormone and testosterone, and he is one of the most prominent members of A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Dr. Gordon supervised Mr. Root's hormone therapy plans from start to finish, while Root self-administered the human growth hormone injections. Root still uses HGH for anti-aging. Even after utilizing human growth hormone as a physical therapy tool, Root still uses modest doses of the drug for anti-aging reasons. He administers a small dose of human growth hormone into the subcutaneous tissue of his stomach, once a day, 6 days a week. Root reports that the injections have vastly increased his already healthy level of fitness for a man his age. He says that he has the body and energy of a 25-year-old. And this helps him deflect and recover from the hard spills that are an unavoidable part of his career as a motocross racer. Consider him the Julio Franco of Southern California motocross racing. He has remained the top competitor, even as he is long past the age in which most racers retire. Root has experienced no HGH side effects. Root says that he does not believe that he has experienced any negative effects as a result of human growth hormone HRT. He laughs as he says that the worst side effect he experiences are from fans and competitors who tell him they are amazed at how he performs at such an elite level. He often competes in 6 races each day during the weekends of motocross season, and he doesn't experience significant tiredness or exhaustion, even spending his entire weekends at the track. He says that it really freaks them out how he can handle such a heavy load. Al-Jabbar's HGH experience. Al-Jabbar's treatment was different than Root's. His treatment was strictly related to his knee injury, rather than in an attempt to undergo a full physical transformation. Al-Jabbar was a healthy adult with healthy human growth hormone levels. The purpose of his therapy was to use HGH injections directly at the site of distress, in order to speed up the process of healing at the injection site. His physician in Miami was Dr. Alan Dunn. The procedure. Dr. Dunn engaged in a minor surgery in order to remove the scar tissue that surrounded Al-Jabbar's damaged knee joint. After clearing the knee joint of any excess tissue and debris, he injected human growth hormone directly into the knee in order to encourage the growth of cartilage. Today, Al-Jabbar has significantly more control over his injured knee. He was not able to make a complete and total recovery because of the extent of his sports injury, but the combination of minor surgery and HGH hormone treatments returned him to a life more normal. Although he was no longer an NFL-caliber running back, he was able to experience life more naturally than before the surgery. He was no longer an elite competitor, but he regained the ability to play recreationally. He could now run and jump without experiencing severe pain. Today, Al-Jabbar is a physical trainer in the state of Maryland. HGH increases recovery speed. Dr. Dunn says that he has used human growth hormone for years as a means to increase the speed of rehabilitation for his patients. Over the course of his career, he says that he has easily used HGH injection therapy to treat over 800 patients, a small number of which came from the professional athletic community. He says that according to his personal experience as a physician, HGH rehabilitation treatments work about 70% of the time with success. According to Dunn, the state of Florida has very generous standards with regard to off-label usage of HGH, and this allows him to bypass stricter federal guidelines and restrictions regarding human growth hormone, although this form of treatment is still considered experimental. Dr. Dunn on HGH. Dr. Dunn says that out of 800 plus patients, none have received significant side effects as a result of their therapy. Dr. Dunn primarily recommends human growth hormone shots as a treatment for hip and knee pain, which can in many cases make joint replacement unnecessary. In the future, HGH may become a common first approach to solve these issues, which will greatly reduce the need for risky yet necessary surgeries such as hip replacement. Al-Jabbar, who played running back for the Indianapolis Colts, Cleveland Browns, and Miami Dolphins, says that he believes that Dr. Dunn is ahead of the curve in many ways. Laboratory experiments and clinical trials have made it clear that human growth hormone provides many clear benefits to patients with joint conditions. Al-Jabbar feels that this human growth hormone treatment option will be quickly perfected, and it will become a common method for therapeutic HGH rehabilitation. Proceed to Part 2. This article was provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute.